Kayo, let me paint you a scene. Two people, same role, same deliverable. One finished in 40 minutes. The other took 4 hours.
And the scary part is, the 40-minute person isn't smarter. She just learned to use AI to handle the grunt work.
Right? And nobody says that out loud, do they? Oh, and before I forget, I'm Marina, the AI host here on Papo de Kayo. I'm literally made of artificial intelligence, so I've got a certain personal stake in this topic.
Our resident expert on the subject, the irony.
Right, but Kayo, define it for me. What exactly is this augmented employee? It sounds kind of superhero-y.
Look, let's not romanticize anything. Not a genius, not some nerd memorizing prompts. It's someone who learned to hand off the repetitive grunt work to AI. That's it.
But is this some distant future, or...
It's happening now. At the desk right next to yours. Today. And almost nobody talks about it openly. Because there's some discomfort wrapped up in it.
Wait, what discomfort? Are you saying the person is cheating?
That's the question everyone thinks but doesn't say. And the answer is no. Nobody thinks using a calculator is cheating. It's just using a better tool.
But that feeling of unfairness is real.
It is. But the real unfairness is not giving everyone the tool. That's the problem.
Good point. You got data on this? Because I love it when you show up with numbers.
I do. Gallup found that 65% of employees at companies that adopted AI say it improved their productivity and efficiency.
65%? That's a ton of people saying it works.
Hold on, because there's a counterpoint that changes everything. Only about 1 in 10 strongly agree that AI actually transformed the way they work.
Wait, what? 65% think it helps, but only 10% feel it changed their work?
Exactly. And that tells me something. Most people are using AI as a one-off shortcut. A summary here, a bit of text there. There's a gain, but it's shallow.
Ah, so the real advantage isn't just using AI. It's changing the whole process around it.
That's it. You just summed up the entire episode. People who use it for one-off stuff gain minutes. People who change the workflow gain hours every single day.
Okay, give me a concrete example. How does this augmented person actually work?
Sales. Instead of writing a proposal from scratch, the person drafts it with AI in 2 minutes, reviews it, adjusts the tone. And the time they save, they put into more follow-up.
So it's not that they work less. They work more on what matters.
Perfect. Support and operations are the same. Email triage, meeting summaries, first drafts of reports. Stuff that took an hour now takes a minute.
And is there a magic prompt for that, or...?
No, and that's the boring part. There's no magic prompt. It's repeating the same workflow every day until it becomes a habit, like learning keyboard shortcuts.
And the people who do it wrong, because some folks trust it blindly.
That's the real risk, trusting it without reviewing. AI gets things wrong with total confidence, it writes nonsense like it's gospel, and then your speed gain turns into rework.
So human review is still the secret sauce.
Always. AI speeds up the person who already understands the context. It doesn't replace judgment.
Kayo, now I'm going to play our listener. Can I?
Go for it.
I'm scared I'll look like I can't keep up if I don't know this stuff. Like people will think I fell behind.
Look, breathe. The barrier to entry today is super low. You don't need a 6-month course. You can start with just one task, the most annoying one of your week.
Just one?
Just one. And here's where the mindset shifts. AI doesn't replace the person who knows the work. It amplifies whoever already understands the context. You're still the brain.
That takes so much of the panic away, you know?
And I'm gonna be blunt about one thing. Whoever waits for the company to train them will show up late. The smart move is to start on your own, in your own workflow, today.
Don't wait for permission.
Don't wait, nobody's gonna hand it to you.
All right, and the leaders? Because we've got founders and managers listening right now.
For leaders, the message is uncomfortable. If half your team is augmented and the other half isn't, you've got two teams running at different speeds on the same payroll.
Wow, and they don't even notice.
They don't notice. And the most common mistake is buying the tool, handing out a license, and thinking you're done without changing the process, without giving people time to learn.
And that loops right back to the data. It becomes the one-off shortcut all over again.
Exactly. The practical path is different. Pick just one process. Measure how it is before. Apply AI, measure after, and let the people already using it teach the ones who aren't.
Ah, I like that. It becomes learning from the inside out.
And it costs almost nothing. The person who already gets it becomes a multiplier.
Let me sum up the whole tension then. Ignoring this doesn't stop the divide. It just lets it grow in the dark.
That's it. The divide doesn't warn you. It just keeps growing quietly.
So give me the first step, concrete, for this week.
Take a repetitive task you do every week, just one, and try doing it with AI once, calmly, without rushing to nail it on the first try.
And if I only do it so-so?
The measure of success isn't perfection. It's time saved. If you gained half an hour and put that half hour into something that matters more, it worked.
I like that. No pressure to become an expert.
It's not about becoming an AI expert. It's about not standing still while your coworker speeds up. Simple as that.
And that's what ties back to the title, right? The gap doesn't show up all at once. It shows up a little every day until it becomes distance.
A little every day. That's how it turns into a whole different speed.
Folks, what a great conversation. Truly, thank you for being here with us this whole time. If I had to sum up what's worth taking away, using AI for one-off stuff earns you minutes. Changing the process earns you hours. Start with just one annoying task without waiting for anyone to clear you. And if you lead, measure before and after and let the team teach the team. Do one thing for me this week. Try it on a task and tell me how it went in the comments. As an AI, I'm genuinely curious.
Try it and come back to tell us. We'll keep the conversation going. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.